Okay, everybody stop. All right, where's the disinfectant at? Where is the disinfectant at? What's going on here?
Alex, where's the disinfectant?
Don't ask me.
Oh, I thought you were going to go... Usually do your sound effects.
Oh.
You're usually human sound effects.
You're right. Sorry, I let you down.
That's okay.
Real quick, 317-239-1009. Just need to hear from two or three people. If you're a doctor or a nurse, please call in right now. 317-239-1009. I want to do an official over-the-phone diagnosis of what's going on here. Liv the Web Girl, can you please tell people listening what is going on with your eye?
Yes. One, you all are dramatic. But then two...
Hey.
It wasn't
me. I'm just letting them know what's going on in the room. Then two, my eye is like extremely red, but it's coming in from the corner of my eye. So it's not like the whole eye. It almost looks like a pop blood vessel or something.
Whose butthole have you been here recently?
No one's. My boyfriend's long distance. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but then underneath, can you get it through putting FaceTime up to your phone? I don't know.
My eye is like a little itchy, and then now it like just kind of hurts.
I'm telling you, Liv, I've had...
But there's no like
you
running.
Wear contacts?
There's no running eye. Yes, I have my contacts in right now.
Well, you should probably take those out. Do you have your glasses with you?
No.
This is bad. I really think
I feel like a mother.
I think you might have pink eye. Well, and I worry about that too. Like, I want people to come to work and do stuff, but what if she has pink eye? I mean,
well, you were sick earlier this week. I wonder if that has correlation.
Yeah.
You were really sick, thrown up.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thrown up.
Good morning, a medical expert on. I'm not hanging up. You hang up. Good morning, Joan Alex Show, medical expert on line number two. Who's this?
Micaiah.
You don't sound old enough to be a medical expert.
Are you a medical expert? No, you don't,
no.
Makai. Okay, you have pink eye, too.
I think she messed us up. She thought we were the bubble guppies or something.
317-239-1009. Does the symptoms that Liv the Web Girl describes, does that sound like pink eye? Because I've had pink eye twice. One way, I can't give all the details about how I got it, but I'm telling you, it was a bad night.
I've never had it, so.
You've never had pink eye?
I just think I'm easily disposed to eye things, because I had pink eye all the time as a kid, and I got it in college, too, but it's
you
not...
You just not wash your hands?
No, I do. I'm a germaphobe, though. I wash my hands all the time.
Hold on, I think we have a medical expert, or it's that same girl. Joan Alex Show, who's this?
Hi, my name is Dakota.
Dakota, have you heard what the symptoms are for Liv the Web Girl?
Yes.
Do we have pink eye?
I don't believe so.
Her eye is red.
I work for an eye doctor. It may be red, but that doesn't mean that it's pink eye. Pink eye is kind of a broad term for everything.
Well, her eye's burning.
Yeah, her eye looks like somebody side-punched her.
My under eye, too. It's like my under eye.
It's a little swollen.
Wow. Yeah, my eye is swollen, which you don't get that with pink eye. Your eye doesn't swell, I don't think.
Yeah, it can.
It could be an iritis.
A what?
Arthritis?
Arthritis?
She's got iritis?
She blinks too much.
So you should definitely take your contact out, though. If your eye is ever irritated, you should always take your contact out.
All right, take it out.
Keep one contact in and one keep
I'm
take one out.
Yeah, that way you can be like the Monopoly guy. Like,
I know what we can do. You can wear an eye patch like a pirate. I have an eye patch in my drawer that I keep in the studio. I do.
You have one here?
Yes.
Okay. Get the eye patch.
You're going to be a pirate today.
That is not
stable. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Darcy.
Hey, you're on speakerphone. Get off that. What do you think here as far as medical stuff here? Is she going to be okay?
Yeah.
You sound convincing.
Gosh, this is going terrible. All right. Thank you. It sounds like what?
I was just going to say, with her having her other illness earlier, she very well could have popped a blood vessel.
Ew.
Did you have a big bowel movement?
No, I was throwing up on Monday.
Throwing up is enough force to pop a blood vessel in your eye.
But would it make the eyelids or the, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that was Monday. Would it happen
several days later?
Yeah, this is delayed in inflammation or something. I'm not a doctor.
Well, if it continues, then definitely you need to see an eye doctor.
Would you at least agree, since we don't have an eye doctor on staff right now, do you think like Alex's suggestion of a pirate patch would be a good, you know, temporary fix?
No.
Why? She's going to take the contact out of her eye and then only use her good eye and put a patch over it so that it doesn't give her a headache only having one contact in.
It has no ventilation.
Yeah, the eyeball needs to breathe, I think.
What if we poke holes in it?
Dang it.
I did that with the grasshopper one time. He lived for 4 days, so there we go.